Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through. So have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
We win.
Mama prayed for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers, which I'm filling in for Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, as well as the host of this show. Announcements. Look for Amazing Grace School of Ministry. The classes start on November the 7th, 2019. Enrollment is open, and this is a six-week course. You can register by contacting the office at 773-226-4332 or 309-750-7584. You can also email us at amazgracmin@yahoo.com. Again, that's amazgracmin@yahoo.com. For more information regarding this six-week course, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. Dr. Maria Carey will be speaking at Word of Truth Pentecostal Church on November the 10th, 2019 at 11:30 a.m. The church is located at 415 West 111th Street. She would love to see you there. Tune in to hear a new exciting lesson in the series, Defending My Territory, Waging War on the Devil. The focus will be on understanding and operating in the spiritual realm to defeat our spiritual enemy. Ephesians 6, 12, and this is from the English Standard Version. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authority, against the cosmic powers, over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. 1 Corinthians 15:25. This is the King James Version. For we must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. Wicked spiritual entities have been put under the feet of Jesus. Therefore, we have the authority over our enemies. This month, we will be talking about dealing with how to fight against spiritual warfare. We have dealt with this topic in the past, but this will be practical application to fight the good fight of faith so that we can understand and defend our territory against Satan's attack. This is a series, this is information on the reality of defeating the enemy in the spiritual realm. God is all powerful and has provided us with everything that we need to stand strong against Satan. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So this means spiritual warfare is real and take place behind the scenes of our physical world, which includes battles between angels and demons. God has given us the word, that's the Bible. In addition, Christ is our high priest, who died on the cross and rose again, thereby giving the believer authority over Satan. You can read 1 Corinthians 12:25, and it states that the wicked spiritual entities must be put under the feet of Jesus and to pray and have faith in the word of God. We are powerful beyond our understanding because the word of God has given us that power. Here we have five truths that we will be discussing during this lesson. Number one, the first thing is that Satan attempts to attack all believers in one way or another. 1 Peter 5:8-9, this is the King James Version. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Satan tries to prevent us from living the abundant life that our Heavenly Father desires for us through Jesus Christ. And that's John 10:10. John 10:10, the Amplified Version said, the thief cometh only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it in abundance, to the fullest, till it overflows. Second, when stand firm against Satan to protect our spiritual health and to support the development. Sorry about that. We stand firm against Satan to protect our spiritual health and to support the development of our faith. We are able to loosen the devil's chains and cast down demonic strongholds through the weapons of spiritual warfare God has given to us. Ephesians 6:10-9, and this is the Amplified Version, the armor of God. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him. And in the power of his boundless might, put on the full armor of God, for his precepts are like the splendor armor of a heavenly armed soldier, so that you might be able to, that means to be successfully, stand up against all the schemes and strategies and the deceits of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly, the supernatural places. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day. Talking about of danger. And having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, unmovable, victorious. So stand firm and hold your ground. Having tightened the wide bands of truth, personal integrity, moral courage, around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, an upright heart, and having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace in preparation to face the enemy with firm-footed stability and the readiness produced by the good news. Above all, lift up the protective shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, with specific requests, at all times, on every occasion, and in every season, in the Spirit, and with this in view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people, and pray for me, that words may be given to me when I open my mouth, to proclaim boldly the mysteries of the good news of salvation. The arm of God, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace, sword of the Spirit, prayer in the Spirit. Third, this is that Satan attempts to deceive the whole world and pervert people from believing in Jesus Christ and receiving God's help. Revelations 12 and 9, and this is the King James Version. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. By the compassion of Christ Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can fight on behalf of others whom Satan is attacking, or have been oppressed or possessed, by helping to set them free. We have the power to bind the work of Satan and cast him out of lives and stand against his devices. Fourthly, because of the cross, Jesus' death and resurrection have already won the ultimate victory over Satan. Colossians 2 and 15, and this is the Amplified Version. When we had disarmed the ruler and authorities, those supernatural forces of evil operating against us, he made a public example of them, exhibiting them as captives in his triumphal procession, having triumphed over them through the cross. So as God's children and joint heirs with Christ, we have victory. Romans 8:16-17 tells us that we can thwart Satan's schemes and bring the kingdom of God to earth as in heaven. And this is the Amplified Version. The Spirit himself testifies and confirms together with our spirit, and it's assuring us that we, the believers, are children of God. And if we are his children, then we are his heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing his spiritual blessing and inheritance. If indeed we share in his suffering, so that we may also share in his glory. Number five. Lastly, the fifth truth, we can live in the fullness of the Spirit, enjoying fellowship with God our Father and all that he has provided for us. 1 John 1, 2, and 3, Amplified Bible. And the life, an aspect of his being, was manifested, and we have seen it as eyewitnesses and testify and declare to you the life, the eternal life, who was already existing with the Father and was actually made visible to us, his followers. What we have seen and heard, we also proclaim to you, so that you too may have fellowship as partners with us. And indeed, our fellowship, which is a distinguishing mark of our born-again believers, is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things to you so that our joy in seeing you included may be made complete by having you share in the joy of salvation. Romans 8:32, he who did not spare even his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, what we like, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Understanding the realm of the Spirit. There is so much more to life than the physical world we experience through our five senses. The physical world around us exists within the spiritual realm. We need to understand that God is a spirit. Therefore, we must comprehend the domain of the spirit and the nature of spiritual warfare. God is all-powerful, and he is spirit. The true worshiper must worship God the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. Why? Because God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. John 4:23-24, and this is the Amplified Bible. But a time is coming, and is already here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit, from the heart, the inner self, and in truth. For the Father seeks such people to be his worshipers. God is spirit, the source of life, yet invisible to mankind. And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. God, our creator. According to Genesis 1 and 1, God created the heavens and the earth. And Jeremiah 10 and 10 states that God made the earth by his power and stretched out the heavens by his discretion. In addition, Acts 17 and 24 states that God made the world and all things therein. Therefore, we can conclude that God is Lord over heaven and earth. God rules over his entire kingdom. Psalms 103:19, Ephesians 1:20. Psalms 103:19, Amplified Bible. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty reigns over all, reigns over the universe. Ephesians 1:20, this is the King James Version, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. The Apostle John, 1 John 4:24, describes God as a spirit. So because God is a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and truth, therefore God's characteristic is a spiritual being. Colossians 1:15-16, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Then by him all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. According to the scripture, Romans 1:20, God's attribute and spiritual nature is able to see invisible things of his creation of the world that we cannot, the human. So God is able to recognize us here on earth. Romans 1:20, and this is the King James Version. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, but understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. We, human beings, have been created to reflect the image of God. After our God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit likeness, and for us to have dominion over the entire earth. That's Genesis 1:24. There are three aspects of us. The human being, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23b, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, the essence of a man or woman is part spiritual. Then you have the soul and spirit. The body of the human being returns to the earth once we die, but our spirit, the soul, returns to God who gave it. Ecclesiastes 12 and 7, and this is the Amplified Bible. Then the dust out of which God made man's body will return to earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. We, the human beings, are part spirit, so we worship God in spirit and truth. In addition, God is revealed to us by the Spirit. Through the Spirit of God, we are able to communicate with God, and the Spirit of God searches all things, especially the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10 and 11, this is the King James Version. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. In order to connect with God, our spirit man needs to be able to connect in the way that we are able to talk back and forth with the Lord. We have to connect with God on a spiritual level. Therefore, the Holy Spirit plays a very important part in doing that. We are able to do battle in the supernatural realm to see with our spiritual eyes. Clearly, we must put on the whole armor of God that will allow us to fight an enemy that is invisible. On today, we've been talking about understanding the realm of the spirit and understanding the fight is not in this physical world, but the fight is invisible. We can begin to see that the fight is against good and evil, or against God and Satan. So come on back next week as we continue with this series, Defending My Territories, Waging War on the Devil. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we humbly come before your throne of grace. First and foremost, God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. Lord God, that we knowingly and unknowingly committed. We thank you for who you are, because you are the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are the Prince of Peace, and you are the Everlasting Father. Lord, you are the true and living God, and there is no one like you. Lord, I'm lifting Dr. Carey and the listeners that are on live up before you on today. Lord, look on our pastors, our families, the bishops, and all the people of God. Lord, look on the Bereave family today, Lord God. Look on the Green family, Lord God. Look on the Norris family, God. Lord God, look on your people, God, the people that have lost someone. Encourage their hearts, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord God, look on the Pfizer family. Lord God, we thank you for this series, War in the Spirit. Lord God, help us to war in the spirit. We want to be able to defend our territories, waging war on the devil. We cannot do it without your help. Keep us in the center of your will. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed Dr. Carey to share with me. I thank you for those that were not able to tune in. Let them tune in on next week. Thank you, Lord, for this blog that Dr. Carey has put in place. I thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing. And thank you for what you are going to do. Again, Father, look on us, Lord God. And be with us all today, Lord God. Be with us and be in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you all for listening to the Amazing Grace Ministries radio blog talk with Dr. Maria Carey. And standing in for her on today is yours truly, Missionary Terry Rogers. If you have any questions, comments, or remarks, you can call or text Dr. Carey at 303-750-7589. Tune in on next week, and Dr. Carey will be live at the same time. Enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed.